And well, no other way to say it other than I just feel like somehow, some way, the Lord's going to get in this and do just exactly what he wants to do. Praise God. And glad to be here and just thankful for the opportunity to be here. And my wife and I regret she's not here with me tonight, and I know you do too. But she is in Ohio, and we did have some good news. And as probably most of you know, we've been praying that the Lord would help us and bless us with children. And she got good news this past week that she is expecting. Amen. So we're thankful to the Lord for that. So answer the prayer for us. And I just want to give God the glory. Amen. I'm thankful for the Lord moving for us. But see, because of that and other things, she needed to stay in Ohio. And so I dropped her off at her mother-in-law's on my way here from Alabama in Ohio. Amen. So you do the math. It's been a long week. Hallelujah. And anyway, I'm glad to be here and trust the Lord to help us. I was going to say this a while ago, but my wife and I, we were talking a few weeks ago in the last couple of years. It just worked out the Lord's will for us to be here in revival in February. When February come and gone, we started missing the house of prayer. Hallelujah. And so it's just good to be here tonight and to see friends and just looking for a move of God. Right, I've come looking for a move of the Holy Ghost and trust the Lord to help us. I've got a burden on my heart tonight to preach to you from the book of 1 Kings chapter number 2. 1 Kings chapter number 2. When I pulled out this morning, I left Granite City, Illinois, right across from St. Louis about 10 to 4 this morning. And just coming because I felt like the Lord, I just felt like coming. After Brother Sad had called, I think he called twice, actually. And after the second time, I realized that he must be feeling something. And when I hung up with him the second time, I started feeling it. And so I called him back and said, I was just going to come. But to be honest with you, didn't have a message, really. Just felt like coming. But about 4 o'clock with weary, blurry eyes, trying to keep it between the lines, coming up here, or down here, rather. I felt the Lord speak this to my heart. And to be honest with you, I tucked it away for youth camp. And so since youth camp may never come, we never know what's going to happen between now and then. I'm just going to preach it to you tonight, all right? Amen. 1 Kings chapter number 2, verse number 36. Read a few verses here. And the king sent and called for Shimei and said unto him, build thee a house in Jerusalem and dwell there and go not forth thence any whither. For it shall be that on the day that thou goest out and passest over the brook Kidron, thou shalt know for certain thou shalt surely die. Thy blood shall be upon thine head. And Shimei said unto the king, the saying is good. As my lord the king has said, so will thy servant do. And Shimei dwelt in Jerusalem many days. And it came to pass at the end of 3 years that two of the servants of Shimei ran away unto Achish, son of Maacah, king of Gath. And they told Shimei, saying, behold, thy servants be in Gath. And Shimei arose and saddled his ass and went to Gath to Achish to seek his servants. And Shimei went and brought his servants from Gath. And it was told Solomon that Shimei had gone from Jerusalem to Gath and was come again. And the king sent and called for Shimei and said unto him, did I not make thee to swear by the Lord and protested unto thee, saying, no, for a certain on the day that thou goest out and walkest abroad any whither, that thou shalt surely die? And thou saidest unto me, the word that I have heard is good. Why then hast thou not kept the oath of the Lord and the commandment that I have charged thee with? The king said moreover to Shimei, thou knowest all the wickedness which thine heart is private to, that thou didst to David my father, Therefore the Lord shall return thy wickedness upon thine own head. And King Solomon shall be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established before the Lord forever. So the king commanded Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, which went out and fell upon him, that he died. And the kingdom was established in the hand of Solomon. The Lord would help me for a little while tonight. I'd like to try to preach on build within the borders. Build within the borders. When I was in school, there were some places that I could play, and there were some places where I could not play at.
All right.
I remember on the playground at the school I went to a public school until I was in fourth grade, and then a Christian school after that, and at both places, they established boundaries for the young and for the older kids.
Yeah.
And as long as you stayed within the boundaries, there was no demerits. But once you got out of bounds and went places you weren't supposed to go, that's when you got in trouble. I remember at our house, I grew up in the city, on a city, in a city street with all kinds of traffic around us. And my mother, she laid out for me the rules, and as long as I stayed on our street, I was fine. But if I ever ventured over to the next block and she went looking for me and she caught me, I was in big trouble because I wasn't supposed to be over there. There was boundaries that I had to stay within.
Right.
And in the text that I read to us tonight, the Bible record records for us a case where a man was given some boundaries in which he was to live in. And for some reason, he decides that he doesn't need to stay within those boundaries anymore. I want to try to preach, if God will help me, on building within the borders.
Yeah.
The first thing that I want you to notice is Shimei's promise.
Yeah.
Notice what the king said. Solomon said to him, he said, build thee a house in Jerusalem. Dwell there, and go not forth thence any whither. For it shall be that on the day thou goest out and passest over the brook Kidron, thou shalt know for a certain that thou shalt surely die. Notice the proposal of Solomon. He is very gracious here. The king is very gracious to Shimei. Amen. Considering the circumstances surrounding Shimei's life. For you see, Shimei had been a very wicked man. He had treated King David in a horrible way. You remember the story, don't you? As David was fleeing from Jerusalem and Absalom had ascended to the throne and usurped authority over his father, the king, David is fleeing, and on his flight out of Jerusalem, we see where Shimei comes and he curses David. He throws stones and kicks dirt on David and tells him he's getting what he deserves. I'm sure that Shimei probably felt justified for it, because we read in 2 Samuel 16 and 5 that he was of the house of Saul. He was part of Saul's family, and he probably felt like he was justified in lashing out against the king. But what he did not realize is the king was very merciful to him.
Yeah.
Because there was a servant close by David. There was a servant close by, amen, that wanted to kill Shimei. And so David had mercy and said, no, it may be of the Lord. Amen. And he treated Shimei with all of the mercy the king could afford. Amen. But we know upon David's return after Absalom has been killed, and now David is going back to the throne, we once again see Shimei, and now he is not coming to throw stones, but he's coming seeking mercy. He falls at the feet of the king and begs for his life, and that servant again says, let me take him out right now. Let me kill him right here. Help me, Lord, tonight. But what did David do again? David once again has mercy. But now we come down to the end of David's life in 1 Kings chapter number 2. And in 1 Kings chapter number 2, we read the very last words that David ever is recorded saying in the biblical record. And what are those words? He tells Solomon. Solomon is getting ready to take the throne. And his last words recorded are, behold, thou hast with thee Shimei, the son of Gerar, a Benjamite,
which cursed me with a grievous curse in the day that I went out. But he came down to meet me at Jordan, and I swear to him by the Lord, saying, I will not put thee to death with the sword. Now therefore hold him not guiltless, for thou art a wise man, and knowest what thou oughtest to do unto him, but his hoar head bring thou down to the grave with blood. Notice what David says. Amen. He's given him two chances already. But in essence, David is saying his chances are over. Amen. Now it's time to deal with Shimei. But notice what Solomon does. Amen. Solomon, much like his father, shows mercy when he did not have to show mercy. And he gives Shimei another chance. He brings this proposal before him and says, Shimei, build you a house in Jerusalem. Dwell here. Stay right here within the borders of Jerusalem, and everything will be fine. Can I preach to us tonight, amen, that we have, much like Shimei, been given chance after chance. In this Christian life, in this serving God, in this life that we're living, all of us have had many chances. I'm glad we're serving a God tonight. He's the God of the second chance. I'm going to get past this here in a minute. When I do, I'm going to preach. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you tonight, amen, Shimei was given many chances, and so have we. But friend, the fact of the matter is tonight that all God really desires from our life is for us to stay within the borders. Notice the proposal. Build a house. Amen. Stay right here. Stay close to where the king is at. I find it interesting that Solomon did not tell him to pitch a tent, but he told him to build a house. He was not expecting Shimei to be a temporary resident of Jerusalem, but he was expecting total commitment from Shimei. Stay in Jerusalem. Build you a house. Make plans on staying here for a while. Can I preach to us tonight that that's what God desires from every one of our lives, especially here tonight, these precious young people. Amen. God is wanting you to build a house in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. He wants you to build a house within the borders. What are the borders tonight? They are the borders of God's Word. That's where God desires for you to live your life at, within the confines, within the hedges, within the borders of God's Word. Oh, friend, let me preach to us tonight, amen, that we need to invest in our life building a house in the house of God. Hallelujah. Amen. God has given us this opportunity. He does not have to give us this opportunity. It's His mercy that affords us this opportunity to be a child of God and serve Him for the rest of our life. It's His grace that allows us to do it. He's given us this chance to build a house in the within the border. So help me tonight, Holy Ghost. Amen. I want to preach to us. Amen. Notice not only the proposal of Solomon, but notice the promise of Shimei, for he said, the saying is good. As my Lord has said, so will thy servant do. And Shimei dwelt in Jerusalem many days. Amen. Shimei promised that he would build a house in Jerusalem and stay right there. I want to ask you tonight, my friends, amen, have you made that promise to the Lord? Amen. Have you purposed in your heart that you would stay in the house of God? Have you committed your entire life to living for God, doing what's right, amen, being what God wants us to be? Amen. Friend, I want to tell you something. If you are building within the borders, you will live a prayerful life. Hallelujah. I said, if you build within the borders, you will live a prayerful life. Amen. If you build within the borders, you're going to live a pure, holy, sanctified life. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't tell me tonight that you've made this promise to the Lord to build a house in Jerusalem, and yet you're constantly going out to the things of the world. That doesn't happen, my friend. Amen. Friend, listen to me. God has given us this opportunity. He's given us this chance. Amen. To build a house in Jerusalem. Amen. To stake our entire life in the presence of God. Why don't we take that opportunity? I've watched those. Oh, God. Amen. That was known what it was like to be raised up in the house of the Lord. know what it's like to feel the presence of God and be in tune to the Spirit of God. And yet, even though they had that opportunity to live every day of their life in Jerusalem, if you will, yet for some reason, amen, they find themselves wandering outside the gates. Do you realize the great danger there is in leaving Jerusalem? Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, tonight. Amen. I said, do you realize tonight? I don't know why I felt like preaching this. Amen. I just know early this morning, this message came to my mind. Amen. I feel a great struggle right now trying to preach it to you. Amen. But we're going to preach on. Hallelujah. I want to preach to us tonight. Amen. Do you realize how dangerous it is outside the walls of Jerusalem? Why did Solomon say, build in Jerusalem? Amen. Was it so he could keep an eye on Simei? Oh, that could wear well be the case. Was it so that he, amen, would be close to where the king's at? I believe that's probably it. Amen. But oh, I want to tell you something. What a better place to be, right beside the king, right there in Jerusalem. Amen. The safety that the walls of Jerusalem, amen, produce. Amen. The fact that you were close by the king, what better opportunity could Simei ever have, amen, than to be right there where the king wanted him to be at? But friend, many times we are like Simei, amen, though the king has given us this opportunity to be as close to him as we possibly can be. It seems as if many squander this opportunity and do not take advantage of the fact that God desires for us to be close to him. He desires a relationship with us. He desires for us to get as close to him as we possibly can. Oh Lord, hit me tonight. Amen. Not only do I see Simei's promise, but notice Simei's pursuit. And it came to pass at the end of 3 years. For 3 years, Simei has no problem keeping the words of the king. But things are about to change. Notice this decision to leave. It came to pass after 3 years that they told Simei, saying, behold, thy servants be in Gath. And he arose, saddled his ass, and went to Gath. I find it interesting, amen, that when Simei leaves Jerusalem, he heads to Gath. For Gath was the capital of the enemy's kingdom. It was the capital of the Philistines. And here Simei leaves the very presence of the king and heads to the capital of the enemy. Amen. There's an opportunity that arises for Simei to leave where the king has told him to stay at, and he takes advantage of this opportunity. Can I tell somebody tonight that the devil is always going to give you an opportunity to leave Jerusalem? Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, tonight. I said, the devil is always going to give you an opportunity to leave the borders that God has established. And I find it interesting that many times we take full advantage of every time the devil opens the door. But friend, I want to tell you, amen, we cannot afford to leave the house of God. I felt in prayer today, amen, somebody's contemplating in their mind, amen, leaving Jerusalem behind, leaving the presence of the king. Why in the world would you want to leave the house of God? Amen. Why would you want to leave this place where the king has placed you at, with a good pastor that loves you, amen, cares for you, prays for you, an atmosphere like we've been in tonight where the presence of God has been so rich and real? Why would anybody ever consider blowing out those doors, leaving the borders behind, amen, and going to the things of the world? I don't understand why people do, amen. But one thing I noticed about this, amen, Simei's problem was not those things that were outside. Simei's problem was something that was going on in the inside. Amen. He thought that Solomon would never find out about the things that he was doing. But friend, how many knows that the devil will always pull that lie, amen, in someone's life and convince them that it's not that big a deal. I'll just leave Jerusalem for a few days and I'll be back. I'll go have my friend. mind. I'll go do what I want to do, and then I'll be back Sunday, and nobody will know the difference. I want to tell you, my friend Solomon found out, and I want to remind you tonight, the preacher may not know, amen, your parents may not know, your husband may not know, your wife may not know, but one person here tonight does, and that's God. Hallelujah. Amen. You may make that decision to leave, but when you do, amen, God already knows about it. Help me, Lord. Amen. Simeon, I thought it was no big deal. He would not be gone long, and he would come straight back. And it was told Solomon that Simeon had gone to Jerusalem. But I want you to notice, here's where I felt like preaching to you from tonight. Amen. Yes, he made that decision to leave. But what brought that decision to leave, amen, before him? I believe it's because of the devotion that he lacked. If Shimei would have loved his king like he should have loved him, he would have never left Jerusalem. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. He should have been grateful to stay under the provision of the king's grace. He should have been happy just to be there at Jerusalem. But yet we see that there is a problem in Shimei's heart. There is something inside him, amen, that will not rest in Jerusalem. There is a longing, there is a desire, and now he has an excuse to go after it. He's lost something out there. He's forgot something out there. There's something outside the borders that he needs to go see about. I want to tell you something. The devil will provide that opportunity every time he can. But friend, I want to tell you something. That opportunity will not be near as tempting, amen, if you'll get your heart set on the king. Amen. I said, if you'll get your heart set on the king. When we don't love our king like we should, we don't recognize the need to live within the borders, to build a dwelling place in the borders. Amen. Shimei's real problem was the fact there was something wrong in his heart. I said Shimei's problem was that there was something wrong in his heart. And I want to tell you, my friend, amen, there can be a problem in the heart, and it may take years. I said it may take years before it manifests itself. Amen. But after a while, eventually a man's feet will catch up with his heart. Amen. Shimei really didn't want to be in Jerusalem. He really didn't have a desire to be there. Amen. We see the fact that this first time an opportunity comes, he disregards the command of the king and he goes after his servants. I'm preaching to us tonight, amen, that we must build within the border. And we must stay within the border. Amen, friend, hear me. It's not going to profit you anything by leaving the house of God to obtain a few worldly possessions in this world. It's not going to benefit you one bit, amen, to leave behind the house of God and your experience in the house of God to chase after the things of the world. Oh, God, help us. I said, Lord, help us tonight to fall in love with the King. Oh, God. Amen. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart. Amen. Why? Why do you have a problem? Oh, Holy Ghost, I need you tonight. Why are you having such a problem building within the borders? Why is there such a pull in your life for the things that are out there? Oh, God, help me. Why is it such a struggle for you to stay on your knees in prayer? Why is it such a struggle for you to stay in the Bible reading the things of God? Why is it such a pull on you to go and do the things that are outside Jerusalem? I'll tell you why, amen, because you've never gotten your heart set on building a house in Jerusalem, amen. When your heart is set on the king, when your heart has been given to the king, and he's the center of your affection, he's the center of your devotion, it will not be a hard thing to stay within the borders. I said, when your whole heart is set on serving God, amen, it won't be hard to build within the borders, amen. How many knows tonight, amen, that holiness and a sanctified life is part of building within the border? You cannot love God and sin, keep His command. You cannot say you love God and disregard His commandments. But Jesus said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. I want to preach to somebody tonight. You wouldn't be having such a hard time with some of the things you're struggling with if you'd fall in love with the King and build a house in Jerusalem. Oh, God, help us tonight. I said, God, help us tonight to set our affection on things above. God, help us tonight, amen, to build a house. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to get a saw out. Amen, spiritually speaking. Somebody needs to get a hammer out. Amen, throw the tin away. Amen, and build you a house.
Simei had chance after chance. I want to tell you something. Amen. Simei met with punishment after a while. Oh, yes, he had a promise. Oh, yes. Amen. He disregarded that promise. And he pursued after the things that were out there. But after a while, punishment came. Why did punishment come? Because he did not stay within the borders. He had chance. Oh, yes, he had chances. He had multiple chances. Amen. The King had been good to Simei. He could not point his finger at the King and say, you were not merciful. You were not gracious. For God had been very gracious. The King had been very gracious. But I want to preach to us tonight. Amen. Sometimes in a young life, amen, you feel like you can go out and come in and go out and come in. Amen. And it'd be no big deal. But I feel like telling somebody tonight, amen, you better watch out. Amen. For punishment is not far away. Saints of God, would you do me a favor? Amen. Would you raise your hands toward heaven and ask God to give us a little liberty tonight in this preaching? Father, come on, saints of God, I need you to pray. Oh, precious Jesus. Lord, I felt you all day today dealing with my heart about this message. Oh, Lamb of God, help me say it like I need to say it right now. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Simei ran out of chances. He found out there are consequences to leaving the borders of God's mercy and God's grace. And sometimes people think because they've been out of church and back in, out of church and back in, that they can do that time after time and everything's going to be all right. But Ecclesiastes 8 and 11 says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. I must tell you tonight, you never know when you're going to use your last chance. Oh, God. I said, you never know when you're going to lose your last chance. Now, I know. Amen. Brother Sad has already mentioned to us tonight about these needing the Holy Ghost. And my prayer is that God will get in this tonight and this weekend, and we'll see a mighty move of the Holy Ghost that I felt in prayer all day today as I come up the road. Amen. To talk to somebody. You're playing the fool much like Simei did. You go out and you come in. You go out and you come in. Amen. You know what you're doing is not right. You know your house is not being built in Jerusalem. Your heart is far away from the King, and you feel as if everything is all right. But I want to tell you, everything is not all right. Simei ran out of chances. Oh, yes, he did. You see, sin eventually catches up with you. I said, sin eventually catches up with you. Oh, God. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before the judgment. And some men, they follow after. Sometimes, before we ever get to judgment, God pulls back the curtain. Amen. Reveals the heart and reveals the sin. And judgment comes, even in this life. But other times, sin falls behind. Judgment falls behind. But hear me, sooner or later, sin catches up with you. I said, sooner or later, sin catches up with you. Oh, God. My heart has been broke today as I drove down the road. Amen. I have some friends. I have some friends that thought they could fight against God. They thought that they were doing God a favor by taking a stand against the man of God. Amen. And they fought against the preacher. Oh, hear me tonight. I feel like telling you this. Amen. They thought that they could get their way and do their thing, and they felt as if that they were doing God a favor in the process. They thought they were right, and the whole time they were fighting against the plan of God. And oh, let me tell you, one of those men that fought against the pastor so hard, amen, not very long ago, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, he found out he had cancer. Amen, they opened him up to take the cancer out. And when they opened him up, amen, he was so far gone that they sewed him back up and said, there's nothing that we can do with you. And he's dying a miserable death right now. Last night, one man, amen, that fought against the pastor so hard. I feel like telling you this. Amen, oh God. Amen, my heart broke as I got the news last night. I cried and prayed for him because I know he needs prayer so desperately. But last night, amen, on a motorcycle, a 60-year-old man on a motorcycle, amen, who fought against the man of God. Amen, what happened? Amen, for some error of his own judgment, he had an accident on his motorcycle. God, and his chances are running out. Amen. 3 hours of surgery. Amen. Don't give him very much chance at all of survival. Can I tell you, can I speak to you tonight and tell you that judgment, I said judgment is cruel. Amen. And it is hard, and it's something. Amen. When your chances run out and the hand of judgment falls in a life, amen, friend, it's not a pretty sight. I said sin will eventually catch up with you, but I come to preach you tonight. Amen. You don't have to go the way Shimei went. You've got another chance here tonight in this service. I know you feel like that everything's all right and you're okay. You even felt a goosebump in this service tonight, but the preacher's come to tell you, amen, chances are almost over. Samson thought he could play with sin until the day he died, but he did not realize that judgment would come. I'm here to tell somebody. You've been pitching a tent in Jerusalem, coming in every once in a while. Pitch a tent, do good for a while, and then it's not too long, you're back in the same mess again. I don't know who I'm preaching to tonight, but I feel inspired in my heart today to try to tell somebody, you never know when the last chance is coming. I said, you never know when the last chance is coming. Father, Lord, oh God, oh, God, I feel the Spirit of God here in this service. Lord, I know you've come to help us. And, Lord, I know this is not probably how most had it pictured starting out. But, Father, I felt you today. Be with my heart to try to tell somebody it's time to build within the borders. It's time to throw the tent away, Lord. It's time to build them a house to stay right here. Under the provisions of your grace, the provisions of your mercy. Time's running out. Chances are almost over. Oh, God, and punishment is cruel. And it's so hard. Hell is a miserable place for a sinner. Oh, God, help us right now.
our hands and ask the Holy Ghost to have his way right now. Be sensitive to the Spirit of God in this service, I pray. Oh, God. 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 Every head bowed, every eye closed. No one looking around. Someone come and give us a song. Oh, God. Oh, God. Is there anybody here tonight that you'd say, preacher, I've just been pitching a tent in Jerusalem instead of building a house. In and out. Try to do good for a while, then right back out again. Oh, nobody really notices it. You still come to church. You still occupy your place on your pew. You're still here, but you're not here. Your heart is somewhere else. I drove almost 600 miles today to come and try to tell somebody, you can't do that forever. It's not you cannot continue on pitching tents in Jerusalem. There's going to come a time you're going to have to give your heart to the King and build your house and stay right here. Is there anybody tonight that raise a hand and say, preacher, you preach to me? I'm the one. God bless you. God bless you. Somebody else tonight, God bless you. Somebody else, I appreciate your honesty. God bless you. I appreciate it, young people. I appreciate your honesty. Oh, God. God bless you. Anybody else? Several hands. And we're not God here tonight. God bless that hand. Oh, I want to tell you something, young people. I love you. You know I love you. You know I'm your friend. I hope you do. I've tried to be your friend. But I want to tell you something. There comes a time when you're going to have to leave everything else behind. And you're going to have to set your heart on serving God. You're going to have to commit yourself to Him with all your heart. And tonight would be a good night to do it in this altar. Can we stand all over the house? Hey, man, they're going to get us a song. And would there be anybody, you that raised your hand? I don't want to embarrass you, but you raised your hand and you'd like to be the first one in the altar. And I feel like we need to have a good altar service. I know the preaching wasn't real good tonight, but I feel like the Holy Ghost is. I feel like the Holy Ghost would like to do something good for us tonight in this service. Anybody like to be the first one to come to this altar tonight? Amen. I'm going to build me a house in Jerusalem. I'm tired of just pitching tents, and I want to build me a house. I want to serve God with everything that's within me. I'm going to commit my heart to the Lord tonight. God bless these young people coming. Amen. Moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. Amen. I feel like there's somebody, amen, that's beyond their teenage years. Amen. That has been pitching tents in Jerusalem. You need to build your house tonight. I said you need to build your house in Jerusalem. A permanent dwelling place. Making the decision. This is where I'm going to spend my entire life. Oh, come on. Let's seek the Lord tonight. Let's search our hearts. Oh, Lord. Help us tonight.
Is there something in your heart?
Oh, come on, say to God.
Between
oh, let's pray over our young people.
Are you drifting?
Oh, we're going to build us a house.
Not as close.
I'm tired of this going out and coming back in.
There's
oh, I'm
going to
build me a house in Jerusalem.
That
oh, listen.
Not
eventually, chances
just
are going
to
run out.
To
judgment
call.
Will come.
Let it die
you don't have
so
to
you
go
can live nailed to the cross.
Oh, come on. Come on, see.
Under the blood.
Come on, young people. Lord,
down
I want to build
your pain in every stain.
Oh, I got to build me a house in Jerusalem. Oh, I'm tired of going out and coming in. Oh,
yeah. Find hope and forgiveness.
Oh,
the tree, walk away from. free, nail it to the cross.